Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Nankos, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our first guest this morning after the initial commercial break will be ex-Green Beret Joe Cortina, who will have some things to say about his understanding of American foreign policy as it relates to Zionism and Israel, and as it relates to the whole issue of the military and what we are doing to involve ourselves in things around the world that do not necessarily meet the constitutional litmus test when it comes to declarations of war and the implementation of American foreign policy. He's also going to be talking about some things related to Dachau that he has uncovered and a very, very curious set of circumstances that we will discuss after the first commercial break. In the last 2 hours of the show, Brian Malatesta will be with us. He is the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. I'm going to be asking him if he watched, among other things, if he watched the presidential debates in the Republican Party on Fox News last night. You know, that was a very interesting experience to observe these debates. I found it absolutely incredible that these various Republican candidates were talking about what is allegedly a conservative party. Folks, what does that mean in the context of a situation where we had a Republican chief executive and a Republican Congress for a period of 6, 7, almost 8 years who have expanded government beyond anything that we have seen since the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson? The fact of the matter is that George W. Bush has provably expanded the federal government of the United States across the board by anywhere from 25 to 35%. We are running the largest trade and budget deficits in American history. We have seen through the imposition of the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the whole question of NSA warrantless surveillance spying, the greatest expansion of an American domestic police state in your lifetime and mine. We have an open-ended war on terror. Have a situation where we have invaded a foreign country that had nothing to do with 9/11, whose leadership was opposed to al-Qaeda, not in league with al-Qaeda. We did so on the basis of false intelligence reports. And this whole situation, according to the embattled Paul Wolfowitz of the World Bank, who was an undersecretary of defense at the time of our invasion, this whole operation was supposed to cost $50 billion, including the occupation. It's now up to $500 billion with the meter still running. We have lost close to 3,400 American lives. And another thing came about last night that was not discussed at all, and that is that we have in Iraq 655,000 deaths as a result of this American military intervention. And what is, I think, clearly an operation designed not to stop terrorism, but to recruit even more terrorists for the anti-American cause. Terrorists who will strike at us around the world, because we have an open-ended policy in the Middle East that does not simply relate to an unending war on terror that is ill-defined and that is without end in regard to both the human and the economic costs, but there is an obvious comparison to be made between what we are doing in the Middle East and our ongoing indebtedness to communist Chinese banks principally. That was something that was not emphasized strongly enough last night. And Rudolph Giuliani, of course, who is carrying the banner for the war on terror, did not say, but neither did his opponents say, that the core fundamental problem with American foreign policy in the Middle East is the issue of Zionism and the fact that since 1948 we have supported the dispossession of 850,000 Palestinians who have lost land, who have landed in camps, and who find themselves in a circumstance where in the remaining pieces of real estate that they were given under the UN partition have found themselves in ongoing military occupation. Nothing was overtly said about that last night by anyone, including Ron Paul. We'll be back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. Joe Cortina will join us after the first commercial break. And then at 8 o'clock this morning, Brian Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas will be on. Stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined this morning in the first hour of the show by Joe Cortina. In the second hour of the show and for the remainder of the show, Brian Malatesta will be on, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. And in relation to the news last night in the Republican presidential debates on Fox, something else was not discussed. Rudolph Giuliani's ties to superhighways. His law firm is representing a foreign consortia that is funding NAFTA-related routes. Jerome Corsi's piece today with WorldNet Daily goes into the details of this. That's something that bears further examination in the days ahead. And fascinatingly enough, it was very interesting to see the extent last night to which Rudolph Giuliani was given frontline billing after the debates in terms of the post-debate pumping that occurred where he was being obviously touted by a number of people connected with Fox News as the alleged Republican frontrunner. Also a fascinating thing that a conservative party
In addition to the whole issue of Giuliani's understanding of the war on terror and his understanding of this present situation in the Middle East and his connection to these superhighways consortiums, is the fact that he is pro-abortion, pro-gay rights, and pro-gun control. If that is the state to which the Republican Party has fallen, if he, in fact, Giuliani should be perceived not only as the front runner at this point, but if he should receive the Republican presidential nomination, I think it would cap for all time any suspicion that the Republican Party might eventually emerge again as a defender in any significant sense of the word of individual liberty or traditional moral values. This is a corrupt party that has expanded government, that has participated in the destruction of our culture, and that has now signed on to an open-ended war on terror that is ill-defined and that is unconstitutional, and relates again to an absolute acquiescence to the notion that a foreign country and a foreign lobby within the domestic United States should be running the foreign policy of this country. That's my take on what happened last night. Joe Cortina, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark.
Did you get a chance last night? I know you're so busy. The answer is probably no. But did you see any of this Fox News debate last night, this presidential debate?
No, I was just listening to your synopsis of it, which I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, Mark just said it all. I served as a loyal member of the Republican National Committee. I've got a card here in my office, sustaining member since 1989. The only reason I haven't torn it up and thrown it away is just a reminder of what we used to be and the folly that we have become. There is no Republican Party. We are not a republic anymore. And the Republicans that were there have either left, like myself, or sold their souls to the devil, plain and simple.
Well, you know, Joe, you and I talked in this a little bit yesterday on the phone, just as an opening for our brief conversation this morning. You are an ex-Green Beret, an ex-Special Forces guy who served with honor and distinction. And yet, as you and I have talked about these matters, you have found it absolutely incredible that there are those who would accuse someone of your background of being a leftist simply for insisting that the military in this country and the utilization of the military and the part of our civilian leadership needs to conform to constitutional standards and what is in the true national security interest of the people of the United States. Tell us in your own words in regard to your background as an ex-Green Beret, an ex-Special Forces guy, and as one who has the connections that you do historically to the Republican Party, why you think the military and the national security establishment in this country have been utilized in a fashion which goes so far afield of constitutional parameters and which in effect has been utilized to support an agenda that is not in the interest of the average American.
Well, if you want to just get back down to simple basics, the roots of it are very, there's nothing complex about it. Israel owns the United States. Israel tells us when and how high to jump. That's been established over the years many, many, many times. There's no doubt that's not even a matter for discussion. I think the question may be, why do we tolerate it? Why do we continue to allow this stranglehold of this rogue nation of murderers and killers to control our destiny and to steer our ship? And I can tell you exactly what the big problem is in this country. It's a humongous amount of ignorance. We are the most ignorant people, in my opinion. I've traveled worldwide. I've never seen our ability and the money that's spent on education and our standard of living, I've never seen a more ignorant bunch of people in my life. And that's a sad testimony from someone who's risked their life for their country, who loves their country, who came from parents who fiercely loved this country, and to watch us go into what we are today. But that's not going to solve any problems. Hopefully, I can, and later on, I'm going to give some ideas to people. If you're concerned about what's left of this country, it's not too late to save it. And I'll give you some good, usable, pragmatic ideas of what we can do.
Well, in terms of our overall situation, quite clearly, we have found ourselves in an open-ended so-called war on terror in the Middle East that is bankrupting the country economically, that is, has resulted in untold blowback against us in the Islamic world in particular. And now we've got a situation, of course, where there are those voices within the Republican Party, not to mention the Democratic, that want to expand this operation into Iran. Then, of course, we've got the foreign trade deficit. We've got the budget deficits. We have the destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy. We have an absolute declension in the standards, living standards of what was the American middle class in the United States. The list just goes on and on. What are some of the things, Joe, that you think we could be doing to reverse what is clearly a trend in the wrong direction?
Well, as I said, education is the prime thing. Get educated. Find out what's really going on in the world, not the lies and dribble that our Führer has been giving us for the last few years. You just go on. I just went on this morning to look at some news things this morning, and it's just everywhere. It's all you have to do is open your eyes and look and see what's happening, what's going on, and what we can do to change these things. I can give you some suggestions. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
Okay, for your listeners. This is just my idea of what I think after my years of life or my small experiences in the military, my experiences in the Mideast, which I'd like to speak about, which were firsthand. Let's do some things. Let's write our mega murder coward-in-chief and demand, not beg, that he resign immediately. Write all newspapers of our outrage at the murders and destruction that we have caused. Write key congressmen of this outrage and demand their loyalties to the United States, not to Israel. Become activists for justice and truth at civic groups, clubs, schools, and whatever facilities you may have. Forbid your children to associate with children from warmongering racist families. That's important. Educate your children on the truth and teach them not to tolerate lies and racist propaganda. Email or phone all military enlistment agencies spreading their hate and propaganda of death and tell them to cease and desist. You're tired of spending your hard-earned money on their inane, insane hatred. Boycott all Israel products. Demand grocers and merchants take this garbage off the shelves in your neighborhood. Voice your outrage to U.S. Israel Embassy. Tell them to hell with Israel. Take part in local and national talk shows like I'm doing right now. And voice your outrage as parents and citizens and veterans. Join any organization dedicated to end this unjust, evil war of endless murder. And if you're a Republican, officially notify the RNC of your resignation and intelligently explain exactly why you are morally obliged to do so as a Christian, if you are a Christian, or at least a moral person. Network with other communities, churches, or activist groups that are dedicated to these goals. Email or phone your outrage to the military channel for the glorification of war crimes. The military channel is as evil as it can be. If not online, do so if your family budget permits. This is the best way to get educated and make a list of good sources. And there's more to come.
We'll be back with Joe Cortina. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Joe will be with us in the first hour of the show. Ryan Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas will be on in the show's last hour. Stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live at 10 of the Broadcasting Network. Joe Fortina is with us in the first hour of the show. Then Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas, will join us from 8 to 10 a.m. to talk about the Constitution Party, what they are up to both in this state as well as around the nation, and what kind of strategy the Constitution Party will be pursuing in the upcoming presidential elections, as once again it is faced with a daunting task of trying to put forth an alternative in its own mind to the failed policies of the Republican Party and to give conservatives, in its understanding, an alternative to what clearly has been a monopoly on the part of certain forces in both of the two major parties that has caused an absolute declension in the fortunes of the American right in low these last 50 years. Joe, we've been talking about a number of topics here in the first part of the show up to and including the what is clearly what has been the loss of America in your lifetime and mine in regard to limited government, individual freedom, debt, and a foreign policy that is being driven by interests that are not operating in the interest of the average American. Now, given that all of this is the case, as you examine this situation, do you believe that this circumstance is retrievable? And the reason I ask this is it seems to me that just even in the last 10 years, we've had an absolutely burgeoning situation in regard to the magnitude and the gravity of the difficulties that we face, to such an extent that it seems to me that a lot of people who basically would agree with us on the policy issues have dropped out of the process. In other words, we have a twofold issue here. We've got people that are uneducated, that don't understand what's going on in any sense of the word. Then among some of those who do, they have, in some cases, just wandered away from direct participatory activity because they've given up. How do we combat this?
Well, like I mentioned before, the biggest problem we have here is just plain, simple ignorance. Look at your TV. Look at the radio. Look at the commercials that we have. Look at the movie, the mentality of the movies. We are turning into an entire nation of dumbed down people. It was, you know, we used to discuss this years ago about, gee, they've dumbed down an entire generation. Now, it's not just a generation anymore. It's everybody. It's the adults. It's stupidity. It's ignorance. And let me read you something real quickly here. That we used to have wisdom in this country from people that we used to call the founding fathers that are Israeli controlled government now wants us to believe that the founding fathers were all bad people and we demonized them one by one. Let me read you one of these pearls of wisdom that says it all. And I want every American listening to this who still gives a darn about this country to hear this and listen to it very carefully. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. Do you know who said that, Mark? It wasn't Bill Clinton.
It was Hillary Clinton.
It wasn't our grinning chimpanzee, coward-in-chief murderer, mass war crime murderer, George Bush. It was Thomas Jefferson. And there is more wisdom in that one sentence than any of the nonsense and rhetoric that you listened to last night on Fox. Don't you agree?
Well, absolutely. And just looking at it, for example, in regard to the foreign policy, I had a guy on this show some weeks ago, Chalmers Johnson, who I think will be probably back on this show at some point because he has a new article out that follows up on his published trilogy on Empire. And Dr. Johnson at one time was helping prepare the national intelligence estimates for the CIA back in the late 60s. He's an East Asian scholar. He's on the he's a tenured professor at the University of California in San Diego. And when you read the things that he has said about empire and the fact that in his judgment we are in the last days of the American Republic, it seems that the argumentation that he puts together, I think, is absolutely airtight. And yet for a lot of people who are absolutely uninformed, they think that the failure to support these policies of empire is an indication of liberal or leftist tendencies, and that someone on the right is a supporter or should be a supporter of these types of policies as it relates to utilizing the military of the United States in something like 130 different countries around the world. Ron Paul did address that last night, talking about the fact that the Republican Party had lost its roots in Robert Taft. We come back, we might examine that one a little bit, along with a few other things. Joe Cortina, this is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Dankos, American, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Joe Cortina, ex-Green Beret, ex-Special Forces man, also very much involved in political activism of a pro-Constitution, anti-Zionist variety, is with us in the first hour of the show. Brian Malatesta of the Constitution Party of Texas will join us in the show's last 2 hours to talk about what he's up to with his brand of political activism as we approach another presidential election season. Joe, what do you make of the fact that nobody last night in the Republican presidential debate on Fox News discussed the fact that two top figures in the American-Israel Political Action Committee are currently being tried for being involved in acts of espionage against the United States government and being utilized as a conduit to transfer American defense secrets related to Iran to the government of Israel? What do you make of that?
I said it the very first few minutes I talked. We're owned. Get that through your head, listeners. We're owned lock, stock, and barrel by this tiny country of Israel. And incidentally, I'd like to read you folks some facts. I've spent time in Israel with the intelligence community. I wasn't there with a Hava Nagila tour, incidentally. And if you'd like to learn some things, I'd like to mention some things, because they relate very directly to that query that you just gave me here.
Sure.
And the answer is, we're owned. We don't bother. The Bucks football game is more important, so let's not get knowledgeable. Let's not call a congressman. Let's just sit and drink our cold Budweiser, and let's be dumbed down some more. Let's not do what the founding fathers did. They pledged their sacred fortunes, their lives, and everything. We won't even pledge an hour of our time a week to help our country or to protect our children. And this is frightening. This is why I'm saying there's still a way out. But what I'm telling you are things that are going to have to be done if you want to save this country. Let me tell you some facts about Israel. The so-called state of Israel was stolen from day one. It was created by something called the Balfour Declaration. I won't get into that, but I will encourage people to go online and educate yourself, read the Balfour Declaration and the events surrounding it, learn about that. Their history is riddled with terrorist groups such as the Stern Gang and Irgun. Would you believe it or not, a terrorist group, Irgun, was founded by a later prime minister, Menachem Begin. Infanticide in Israel is rampant. You might find this interesting. This most unholy of places in the Holy Land, there's nothing holy about Israel. They murder 18 to 20% of their unborn annually. Let me say that again. These holy people of Israel murder 20% of their unborn annually. Check that out on demographics, on their own demographics, if you like. They are a virtually secular and racist state. Sharon was not even religious. They engage in white slavery, young girls forced into prostitution, brought there, many of them from the former Soviet Union. They're the only so-called civilized nation that officially condones torture. They officially condone torture, the only civilized nation to do so. They harbor international Jew criminals. Any Jew that's committed a crime here in the States will get his, you know, anything he wants. He can go there, and he's got a free ride in Israel. All you have to be is Jewish.
Classic example of that one would be Meyer Lansky, going back a number of years. Sure.
Yeah, but there's current ones too. There's many good examples under the Clinton administration and so on. And we turn our heads. We keep turning our heads. Listen to what I'm telling you, people. Everything I'm saying is the God's honest truth, and you can check it out for yourself. I'm just the messenger. I don't create these things. I'm just relaying them. Communists from from the USSR make up a great deal of their population. Where do you think they got their population? A lot of the Jews that expatriated from the Soviet Union. And most of those people, a lot of them were the people that organized the Communist Party. They were an integral part of the Communist Party. It's such if it wasn't so serious, it'd almost be funny.
Let's take that one for example, Joe. And this, of course, gets into conversations and controversies about the so-called Holocaust and about the figure of 6 million and the whole issue of the so-called Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and so forth and so on. But I made the statement to a colleague of mine recently when we were discussing these matters that I found it incredible that even if one accepts the Holocaust orthodoxy involving 6 million Jews having been killed at the hands of Nazi Germany, And if one, even if one accepts the prevailing orthodoxy in regard to what happened at Auschwitz and Dachau and other places of this ilk, and I know you may talk about Dachau here shortly, but even if one accepts all of that, what is amazing to me is the fact that the Jewish involvement in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia is absolutely a matter of public record for anyone who cares to look at it. And then in the wake of that revolution, we have seen at least, and I say at least, these are conservative figures, 65 million people of Christian affiliation of one sort or another who have lost their lives as a result of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. And yet there is routinely never any mention of this in the mainstream American press. And quite obviously, there has been no Holocaust museum created for those 65 million plus victims of Stalinism. Why do you think that is?
Well, they don't count. There were Christians. And you have to understand, Christians are the mortal enemy of the Jew. Folks, the Jews invented, fostered, legislated, supported, and encouraged communism. We have a communist party here in the United States. It's not very big. CPUSA, incidentally, which strongly supports and has endorsed every Democratic candidate for the last 25 years. Check it out for yourself. The communist party membership, with only 3% of people in the United States of Jewish ethnicity, the membership in the Communist Party is overwhelmingly, majoritively Jewish. That's something that should be shocking to most people. You got to start learning, folks. You got to start getting concerned about these things. Israel is a world leader in pornography, local and exported. Virtually most of the Jews who come to the United States, and this is a no-brainer, are still loyal to Israel. It's the only nation in the world since December of 1941 to have committed an act of war by definition, legal definition, against the body of the United States of America. Educate yourself, people. Go to the USS Liberty website and find out about this attack on the American people, an act of war by Israel. It still hasn't been investigated. It's the only nation to get away with something like this. The IDF is factually the world's largest institutionalized terrorist organization. That's what they do. They don't have anything to do with defense. They're occupying. They murder. They kill. They rape. They plunder. They torture. They terrorize. They are a terrorist organization. It's the only nation on earth that has encouraged hatred in their children. Have you ever seen, Mark, have you ever seen the photographs, the official photographs, in Israeli artillery sites and so on, where they have their children there that are painting, putting little messages on white phosphorus shells that have burned and mutilated children? From Israel with love. And children are taught this kind of hatred when they were shelling Lebanon. Look these things up. These are not made up. These are truths, folks. Educate yourselves.
Well, you know, that. Just take that last one for a minute, Joe. I had Dr. George Cody on this show some days ago. He's with this American Task Force on Lebanon, and he had all kinds of qualitative data to present in regard to this whole issue of the Israeli utilization of these so-called cluster bombs in southern Lebanon in the last 72 hours of the war. As I learned more about these cluster bombs, what they are, how they work, why they were dropped there, and the number of civilian casualties that will be caused by these cluster bombs for years, it seems to me, again, that that would have been a bona fide topic for conversation in last night's Republican presidential debate. And yet nothing was said about that incident either, even by Ron Paul.
Well, cluster bombs are what we used to call cookie cutter bombs, are the one of the most demonic forms of weaponry, probably except with the exception of white phosphorus, ever devised by the human mind. The Soviets used these in great quantity in Afghanistan, and what's even today a huge amount, percentage of these, remember, the Jews fired millions of these things, not thousands or tens, millions of them were fired into Lebanon, into a civilian populace. Hundreds of thousands of these are still left there unexploded, waiting for some child to pick them up because they look like a toy. As a matter of fact, when at the time when we were helping the Mujahideen, when the Soviets had occupied Afghanistan, they were identified very universally as looking like toys. Children picked them up, and this is why one of the reasons you saw so many children in Afghan with faces mutilated and hands, arms blown off, and so on. This is the legacy of the Israelis to the civilian people and children. This is their legacy. This is the kind of people they are.
Yes, and what was really striking last night, and again, it simply underscores your thesis, Joe, is that in these conversations among these Republican presidential candidates about terrorism, it seems to me that the entire terror debate was cast in the form of the conflict, current conflict between the United States and the Islamic nations, as those were defined by virtually every Republican presidential contender, with the exception of one, as being the primary supporters of terror in the world. And yet there was no mention again of the utilization of these cluster bombs in southern Lebanon last night. There was no mention of the present Israeli policy of occupying the West Bank and Gaza in violation of international law. There was no discussion whatsoever of some of the things that you've brought to the fore in this show in regard to the history of Menachem Begin and the Irgun and Yitzhak Shamir and the Stern Gang and the whole situation with Deir Yassin and the circumstances surrounding the bombing of the King David Hotel in 1947. All of that was conspicuously absent, not only from any of the commentary of the presidential candidates in the Republican Party, but clearly the people asking the questions, the so-called journalists, made absolutely no reference or even a hint to any of this last night. Another question of controlled media?
Absolutely. The Jew controls the media in this country. That's, for me to state that, it's kind of like saying the sun will rise every morning. And it gets back to the first thing, the first premise, it's ignorance. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people in the United States that don't know this. Israel will get a free ride. There is nothing that the Israelis cannot do. There is no horror, no crime. There is no act of war. They have already declared an act of war against and against the United States and gotten away with it. They slaughtered over 200 of America's sons, fathers, brothers, neighbors on the USS Liberty in an unprovoked act of war. And it hasn't even been investigated, people. Listen up. Your sons, your brothers, your fathers were slaughtered in this. Nothing has been done about it. Read what has happened. The state of Israel can do anything it wants. It controls everything in your life. It controls your children morality, your children's morality. Look and see what they watch on TV daily. Look at the garbage and the trash. Every bit of it is Jew controlled. Every single bit of it. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. And if you don't educate yourselves to save the goodness and the sanctity and the innocence of your own children, then what kind of people are we? Are you? That's what I ask you. You won't step up to save your own children's dignity and purity.
Well, you've touched upon something here, Joe, that I think is absolutely significant. And I think Mark Glenn of the American Free Press has talked about it too. And that is that we're not simply talking here about the extent to which the Israeli lobby has very carefully maneuvered us into a situation where there seems to be virtually no distinction made between Israeli interests and American, no distinction made between the policy positions of the Israeli government and the American government in regard to anything, it would seem, in the Middle East. And yet we are also talking about something that has domestic cultural implications. And as far as, for example, this pornography issue is concerned, there is a book that I learned about, I believe, through Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars a few months ago. And I've posted information about this book at Breaking All the Rules News. We'll talk about it when we come back. Jake Gertzman is the author, PhD, from Temple University up in Philadelphia. He is Jewish. And the title of the book is Book Hounds and Smut Peddlers. Who's behind pornography? Gertzman tells us. We'll be back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're
we're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We just have a couple of minutes left with Joe Cortina, and then Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas, will join me shortly after 8 o'clock this morning. Joe, we need to have you back on this show because I want you to discuss what we did not have time to discuss this morning as it relates to some things that you have discovered about the situation such as it occurred in World War II and in the immediate aftermath with the so-called Dachau concentration camp. I'm going to leave that for another conversation because that's a comprehensive enough subject in regard to what you were telling me on the phone yesterday that I want to devote an entire show to it. I wanted, by the same token, to give you just an opportunity in the last minute or two that you're going to be on to tell us a little bit about your upcoming speaking engagement in Idaho.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would rather take that time and give you one incident that I experienced in,
sure,
in Israel.
Okay.
I wanted to – this needs really a whole program, but let me give you just one incident, and I want everybody to listen very carefully who has a child or a grandchild. And if you think that people in other countries love their children less than I love my own children or grandchildren, then you need to be watered instead of fed. You're not even a human being. I was in an embassy vehicle, an armored embassy vehicle, with a IDF paratroop escort going into Gaza. This was during the First Intifada. This was a war zone in Gaza City. It wasn't a war zone. It was a place where the Jews had slaughtered Palestinians and wrecked their city. And the jeep in front of us stopped abruptly just before we got into Gaza City, and a paratrooper from the rear jumped out with an FN-FAL rifle, an automatic rifle, and dropped down to his knees. I jumped out of the embassy vehicle. I was with people who assumed that I was with CIA and so on because a very, very close comrade-in-arms of mine from my active duty days had become the highest-ranking liaison officer to the IDF. There on the right was a 9 or 10 year old child with his hand up in the air holding a little tiny stone with a defiance in eyes of tears coming out of his eyes because these thugs had come over, raped his sisters, murdered his parents, stolen his land, and this is the only defiance that he can do. They have no military, no defense. They're totally helpless. And this monster, this Jew IDF monster, was down on his knees. And I know when a man is about to kill a man. And I jumped out just parallel to him, and I put my camera on him. It was the only thing I was armed with that day. And he glanced over because he saw my motion. I was close enough. And I gave him the international center finger sign and muttered that if you do this, if you murder this child, you better kill all of us here. And anyway, he saw that I was taking pictures of him, and he muttered something unkind back to me and jumped back into the jeep. I got back into the armored embassy vehicle, and one of the CIA people there, who thought I was also part of that intelligence community, said, you know, you just saved that child's life. And Riley, another person sitting, I mean, with a wry look on his face, said, yeah, it doesn't matter. He says, that kid won't live to see the end of the week anyway. They kill them here like rats every day. So that was one of my initiations into the true identity of the Israel Jew. They murder children over there for sport. I've been there. I've witnessed it. I've seen it, folks. It's not something that's propaganda. It is information that is being withheld from you by our Jewish controlled press. I swear this to you on the souls of my children and grandchildren. And you better start waking up because they, this is, if they'll do this to other children,